Did you know that there's a small town in northern Norway where you legally aren't allowed to die? A place so cold and rid of digestive organisms that bodies simply never rot away. They'll stay in the ground forever, harboring dangerous pathogens that might destroy future generations. When you think about all the logic behind their laws, it makes sense. It's not a malicious rule. Just one meant to save lives. For us, however, it's a little bit more complicated. You see, in our town, no one is allowed to die on the 31st of October. During Halloween, our town goes into lockdown mode, only allowing people outside for the most basic tasks, such as getting food and medication. But it wasn't always so. We used to be a normal, rural town that had our fair share of trick-or-treating. Every year, children would overflow the streets in their colorful costumes, looking for loot that came in the form of delicious candy. No one ever thought it would be more than that, a silly holiday to enjoy, but not take too seriously. That was until a girl of 5 years named Lillian Jenkins died. It's a strange story. To this day, no one truly knows what became of her. She was just found on the side of the street, with a broken back and a bag of candy that had poured onto the street. Maybe she'd been hit by a car, or maybe she'd fallen out of the nearby tree. We didn't know. Once her body was found, the rest of the kids were escorted off the streets as we awaited the ambulance. We tried to check for signs of life, but she had no pulse, nor was she breathing. We fully expected the ambulance just to take her lifeless body away. But then she moved. Despite being absolutely dead beyond any shadow of a doubt, she rose to her feet, her back dangling behind her as her spine had been torn into two pieces. She was pale as a sheet, broken and in agony. Yet there she was, screaming in panic as her body just refused to die. What else could we do but watch in horror as the paramedics chased after her? Even after they caught her, she wouldn't stop moving. They just took her away, and that was the last we ever saw of her. The story surrounding her death became a local myth. Those of us that had seen it first couldn't explain it, and the rest of the town simply didn't believe it. Life went on as normal, and we tried to cope with the loss of the young girl. Until the next Halloween. That time, it was a car accident. The man behind the wheel was quite literally cut in half. Still, even after every ounce of blood had left his body, he wouldn't stop screaming. As they took his broken body away, he was clearly dead. Still, his suffering wouldn't end. We learned that year that people who die on Halloween don't remain dead. They're frozen in their last moment of life, suffering from fatal wounds that won't ever kill them. No matter what we do, they can't succumb to death. They just keep living, experiencing the pain they suffered moments before their official death. After that, we just stopped celebrating Halloween, replacing it with a mandatory curfew. We weren't forced to stay at home, but it was strongly advised. That's the problem with life. It's unpredictable. And despite our best efforts, people kept dying. Mostly, they were elderly or people suffering from disease. But on a rare occasion, someone would succumb to a horrible accident or act with malicious intent. I was one of those people. I died on October 31st, 2019. It wasn't a particularly creative death. It was one that left me in constant agony. I was just getting snacks in the late hours of Halloween, not venturing any further than my local gas station. On that day, a robbery took place, and I was shot in the neck without even realizing what was going on. There I lay on the ground, clutching onto my bleeding neck as I tried to figure out what had just happened. Within a minute, I had bled out. all because I wanted to get a snack before curfew. I can't say how much time passed between then and when I awoke again, but when I finally regained consciousness, I found myself within a large building that looked like a hangar of sorts. I tried to catch a breath of air, but my throat had been ripped to shreds by the bullet flying through my trachea. I had died on Halloween, and thus, I was part of the curse. Despite being legally dead, I could still move around with great difficulty. I sat myself up, still trying to catch an impossible breath. The area around me had been sectioned into several small glass cubicles. Each of them contained a bed and another victim of the curse. Every single person within the cubicles had died, yet they kept on living in pain, just like myself. I tried to call out, but no air could pass through my broken throat. I just helplessly stared at the others as they suffered alongside me. My closest neighbor was decapitated. His body lay lifeless in bed, but his head was clearly alive. His mouth was permanently contorted into an expression of unfathomable pain. He was clearly trying to scream, but was unable to. Instead, his eyes just darted around in panic. Others were less dramatic. Some people were just pale and looked lifeless. They could walk around, but that was about it. Their hearts had long since stopped beating from either disease or old age. Others, however, were more severely injured. Some had their internal organs lying on the floor beside them. Others had their chests crushed. It was a horrific sight, but none of them seemed too surprised. Most of them had already been there for years, each a victim of the Halloween curse. It wasn't until a couple of days had passed before I finally saw another living human being. He was dressed in a lab coat and carried around a chart full of names and death certificates. As he passed by, I tried to call out again, forgetting how broken I truly was. "You can't talk. Your throat is destroyed," he said matter-of-factly. He handed me a piece of paper and gestured for me to write down any questions I might have. "Where am I?" was all I could think to ask. "It's better if you don't know. We're going to let you deliver a message to your friends and family, but for that to be possible, we can't allow you to know any classified information." "It hurts," was the next phrase I put down. "Can you help me?" He shook his head. Any intervention would only make it worse. "What will happen to me?" was my final question. "You'll stay here. We can't let the undying roam around town and stir up panic. We hope we can figure out a way to finally end your life, but beyond that, we truly can't help you." Nothing he said made me feel any better. Instead, I just felt a sinking feeling of dread as I realized I'd never see my loved ones again. At least I got to deliver a message. "I don't know where I am, but I know that I'm suffering. If you can find me, please figure out a way to end my life."
Thanks for listening. If you're tuning in on Apple Podcast, please take a minute to leave a review. Your review directly helps the podcast grow and allows me to continue coming out with the best horror stories on the internet. Thank you so much.